Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Heavy Hour. This is your automotive host with the most, Rob Pitts. In the studio, as always. Hell, they're here.
Yes, we are. Well,
we got our hot rod and happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Well, Breezy's not here, technically. But
she's here in person. She's not contributing. She's actually a little under the weather. But this is what I love about this group, is the dedication. She came in with, like, the bubonic plague, and she is still... We have a plastic bag over her head for germ reasons, but she is here. And that's what I love about you, sis. Don't get... Keep your cooties over there, but I love you, okay? Don't touch me, weirdo. Richard, you got any Lysol wipes?
Not on me.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Based on what we're talking about tonight, I've got a very special list. Let's give a shout-out to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, we're going to shed a little light on that here in a little bit. But, heck, now, Smitty, now a lot has changed. Now, you guys missed last week.
Yeah.
But you picked you up a new daily driver.
I did.
What? Tell me what you're... Now, see, now, you're Mr. Mini Truck.
Yes, sir.
You're that guy.
You're
like that lowrider guy. Like, when I see you, always got the Dickie shirt on and the long cargo shorts and the Vans, and I clutch my wallet whenever you're around me still, and I've known you for like 5 years. But you know what I'm saying. Like you're that guy.
I mean, it's all to the good. I ain't gonna rob you just yet.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, I mean, like you're waiting for the right time. I understand
that. Yeah, I mean, you know, them YouTube views are good right now, but I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the big spot, you know? I'm waiting for the retire here.
But so you got Sylvie. She's an 06.
05.
05. Full-size Silverado on her, tucking 22s, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, yeah.
Slicks, just bad. Bleeding red inside.
Dripping.
I'm talking about a stereo so loud he can make the neighbors down the street wet the bed.
she can get a little loud.
That thing hits like George Foreman used to. All right. So, what does a mini trucker have for a daily driver?
Well, you know.
A mini truck.
And so it happened to be, you know, when this truck come out of the factory back in 03, because y'all know I ain't with this new stuff, because you can't get in a little truck new. When it come out the factory, it's already lowered. But my man's Danny lowered it even more. See, that's why you got good Puerto Rican friends right there. That's my dude. Lowered a lowered truck already. I got to pick me up a little Extreme, a little step-side Extreme.
Heck yeah.
S10.
I got a Puerto Rican friend, but he don't have lower trucks. He's got something else I can't talk about on the radio.
Well, I mean, you know.
You know what I'm saying. He's that guy. He's the guy you want to go to.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to change that subject. So... Breezy puts her arm. It's like Weekend at Bernie's in here. she looks like she's dead. I want to paint you guys a picture. So she's sitting in her chair and she's on her phone, and then she's coughing, spreading God knows what in the air. So technically, it's probably be our last show because we're gonna die. And so she's sitting in her chair, and like her head, bless her heart, she's falling asleep. So she goes out, and the next thing it pops up, and it's just like the look on her face, you know? I mean, I don't know if you, like, he gave you a roofie before you came in here or what, but
I mean,
you need another one. It ain't enough. Sometimes you got to give them two, Smitty. I'm just saying. I need to go see my buddy.
Yeah.
Professor, tell me about your week, man. How you been?
Man, still chilling, dude. I may have mentioned last week I got a dog briefly. I got rid of that dog.
You were like a you were like that. What's that Carrie Underwood song, or was it Kelly Pickler, or one of them blonde country chicks? This is your temporary home.
So it turns out.
So I guess the engraved dog tag I ordered for you on Amazon is probably not a good thing.
It's still cool. Don't say ninja.
I mean, you could use it for a keychain, I guess.
That's bad. You get a dog and, you know, thank God you didn't give him another name.
Because, I mean, you know. It was like three.
He would be confused at this point. Like, what's my name this week? Step up closer to the plate.
Right on.
And don't do that hand motion again, because I can't keep a straight face when you do that.
I thought Richard was starting to cry. I thought he got depressed.
No, that wasn't what I was thinking. I'm telling you, these mics are, yeah, we were hot. That sounds good. That sounds a lot better right there. Way to go, Vince. We got Vince Neil working the boards. That's right. Not only did we rip Motley Crue off for the intro music, but we got Vince Neil working the board.
The lead singer.
Well, you know, he ain't hitting on a whole lot. You know, the dirt didn't do as good as they thought it was going to on Netflix.
That's how we got the rights to the intro music.
Exactly. That's right. It's kind of cool when he works here.
Yeah. Perks and all, you know.
You know what I'm saying.
That song.
Anyway, so you got a dog. Now you don't have a dog.
That's correct.
I think you need a cat.
That's probably going to happen.
You do. I could see it like a cat with a cool name, like Copernicus. Maybe something sophisticated, because you're a classy guy. You drive a Cadillac.
Yeah, you know, something artsy.
You know, something really good, like Frederick.
I was going to go with, like, Pedro. Or Ed.
Or Ed. Oh, speaking of Ed.
Hey.
So Ed texts me up. Ed Bullion from VinWiki. He texts me up. He says, Rob, we're almost... I read Ed's text in my horrible, horrible, horrible interpretation of Ed's voice. But I read him and he says, Rob, you know, our numbers are up and we're about to hit 800,000 subscribers. And he asked me to do an AMA, which I had to Google and look at what it was first before I agreed to it. But an AMA is basically a little more. That's the spot. Perfect, Vince. Anyway.
I'm going to get your hand off the switches.
Stop. I got a backhand like a shovel. I'm just saying, Vince. Just saying. I mean, like, I come off as smooth and sweet and all that. This thing comes up.
I got a solid leather belt on over here.
Just saying. So, I mean, Richard's like, I'll hold the camera. I'll call the ambulance. So, anyway. And Vince Neil gets beat up at some happy hour studio. Anyway. So, he called it to do an AMA. And that's an Ask Me Anything. So, probably next week, we're going to drop it on IG where... Basically, when they hit 800,000 subscribers, you get to ask me a question, anything you want, and I'll answer it on YouTube.
I'm guessing this isn't going to be live.
No. Thank goodness.
I don't think that would work.
Yeah, some of the questions I would probably get might be a little. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the right word to use.
Where's my child support?
I ain't got no kids. Leave me alone. But which I think is extremely ironic that it's close to Father's Day, too. But anyway, it's actually dangerously close to Father's Day. I might need to shoot Ed a text. I might have to catch you at 900,000. How about that?
It's going to be around Thanksgiving.
So I'm going to be headed back down to Atlanta to film those. Those are always fun. And I'm sure we'll get a few more stories out there, too, while we're going. But so that's kind of exciting. That's been kind of like my weekend. And working on Project Red Hot.
Red Hot.
Man, that thing is coming together.
My 95 Chevrolet extended cab, short bed, OBS truck. And, you know, I bought this truck, and it went from pawpaw to pow-pow. That thing is bad news. You know, while I was in London, it was in the paint shop. So it came out of the paint shop. We already cut it. We're fixing to start compound polishing, bringing it back, finishing up the lowering kit on. Of course, we got the big wheels and tires for it and all that good stuff. And got a few other little details we're working on with it. Definitely going to be a really cool build, really cool little truck. And a quick turnaround. I mean, almost less than a month, that thing went from going to Lowe's to...
Going low.
There you go. Hey, that's a good one.
I have my moments.
That's a good one, Richie. You did a good job.
Thank you.
But... I like, you know, this truck is growing on me, though. Like, I bought it, you know, and, like, I bought it because, you know, they're popular now, but now it's like I'm getting it done. I'm like, man, I want to pimp this thing a little bit. It's going to be kind of fun.
I knew it.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I already ordered my cargo shorts.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Give me some black t-shirts.
As long as they Dickie, Red Cap,
yeah,
one of the two.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It'd be a good look.
Yeah.
I think I could pull that look off. You know what I mean? Anyway, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We're talking about hot stuff. That's right, stolen cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And then, of course, in the studio, as always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy Couple. For better or for worse, until death do us part. And it's not looking like it's going to be that long for Smitty and Breezy.
What's happening?
You are laughing way too long for that joke. She ever heals up, your ass is grass.
Hey, you let that joke build, man. I got to give it to you. That was a good one.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that's how I roll, guy. And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Financial analyst / numbers guru. Cadillac driving, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing. The professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on out in Bakersfield, California? Put the club on your cutlass.
That's what I'm saying. You need to give me a woo on that one. That one was good. I'll be honest with you, like the hair on the back of my neck stood up when I did that.
I got to give it to you for the joke on Smitty and Bree.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And the Ric Flair intro on your end.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't throw Rick out there for everybody. I was always more of a Macho Man kind of guy, but still.
You can't cheapen that.
I don't throw my Rick card out for just everybody.
You know, he's a big Gamecock fan.
Like I said, I'm more of a Macho Man kind of guy. I mean, I ain't saying like he's my friggin' idol or anything.
Yes, he is.
He's just breathing. You know, I mean, other than the Hulkster, I mean, that's about it now.
I don't think the Hulkster is firing on all cylinders these days.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. He's only like 88 years old.
He's had kind of he's kind of gone downhill.
There again, you know, my dad's not even as old as the Hulk, and he's done a whole lot less than the Hulk, and he's in a lot worse shape than the Hulk. I mean, the Hulk is like 8 foot tall and has 19-inch pythons.
they're
I think he means arms when he says that.
I think the skin's getting a little loose.
Skin's loose. His pockets is loose. His old lady and daughter took every damn thing.
And I mean, speaking of that, how about Brooke Hogan? What happened to her? Like, I want to know what Brooke Hogan is doing right now.
They canceled their show.
Who?
I'm pretty
Did
sure.
You say
I'm
who I'm she was doing?
I'm pretty sure she works at Denny's in Florida.
I'm pretty sure she's driving her Eclipse with the sunroof back.
I mean, you know, like she did. She
That's
had a song.
An actual lyric. Don't look at me that way.
She. And
I don't
you know
why
it.
I know that. Yeah. I don't know why I know that.
Oh, we know because you have the CD. That's why. That's how you know.
I don't think she had a whole CD.
It was a single, but you know what I'm saying. Oh, I got a snort out of Richard, so I know my job is done. So you know what we're talking about today? We're talking about hot stuff. We're talking about, and we're not talking about me. We're talking about stolen cars. It was so crazy. And of course, Hot Rod Power Tour has started. You know, of course, if you have a Facebook, if you got Facebook, you know all about it because everybody's posting all their pictures, all the stops, and all the cars, and you're hearing everybody complain and gripe and talking about all the new cars that's ruining everything.
Yep.
You know, ain't everybody got a 50 Chevy like mine with a brand new LS in it. But it's these new cars rearing everything.
Hey, I just want to stop you for a second. It touched my heart very deeply when I seen John Deese.
That's
the Super
exactly
Wasp.
You know what? I literally, you took the words out. I just saw it on my Facebook. John Deese, local guy here, he's got probably, and this right here, if anybody's listening to this show knows, it hurts me to say it. Probably the baddest Dodge Challenger I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, Super Wasp.
I love that car, but I won't tell you what I love more is I love John Deese. And John Deese, he's fighting the fight of his life right now. But this man's been to every power tour, and he's out in it right now.
Yeah.
That dude's a trooper. That's my homeboy right there.
Man's a truck driver. Had to give up truck driving because of his fight, but he's still on the power tour.
In his Challenger.
In his Challenger. And that car ain't set up for cruising.
No,
you know?
No. This car's got a full cage. It's a bad ride.
Yeah.
And, that's the thing. Like, I love it. Like, you know, that's what it's all about right there. Because, this is what makes him happy.
Yeah.
He was at the last Motorfest, me and we're talking, you know. And, I mean, I love it. I absolutely love it. And he's sending all these pictures, and you're seeing all these pictures coming on my news feed. I absolutely love it. I love to see John out doing his thing and enjoying life.
I'm so glad to see it, man. He's out there killing it. How many miles does that car have on it now?
I don't know, but it's got to have, because he's took it out on power tour several times.
Yeah.
And he drives the hell out of it when he's not on power tour.
But that's what it's made to do.
Well, I know. I think it's awesome.
I love when he tells his stories about getting pulled over by the cops and stuff.
Yeah, he was, like, last year he was doing what, like 100 and...
Like 30 or something. Yeah, something insane. You know, yeah, we'll knock the ticket down to 88. I mean, that's pretty cool. If I got pulled over for 88, I'd brag on that.
Yeah.
I hit 120 in my Challenger, trying to keep up with him very poorly on a mountain run one time. He drives.
He's not scared. He's not scared to push it.
Nah, he's aware that you might fly off a mountain.
I've never ridden in a car with John Dietz, and I probably wouldn't.
I don't plan on it.
I'd rather follow.
Yeah, I'm more of a follow kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
Bless you.
Thank you.
Way to go, Breezy. Now Smitty's infected. Can we get another bag now? Here, just put this over your head, Josh. No deep breaths, and you should be good. Keyword, should. I've seen it in a movie. It's okay. You don't need, if we put air holes in it, it's not effective. Don't be a girl. Look, Breezy's had her on her head for 30 minutes. Look, she's taking a nap. She's comfortable. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, old Bernie over there. I just want to tell you, goodness gracious, she is alive. She just vomited it all over everybody. Oh, my goodness. Like, I didn't even know influenza had a look, but I seen it come out of her. Whatever that was, it was like death. And like madness, and like, you know, those mucus, those mucinex commercials, like that come flying out. I just saw all that. I looked literally. I mean, I'm hoping. I know this is radio, and I try to paint you a picture, but that one, Bob Ross couldn't even straighten that one out. That one was bad.
It looked both sorry and angry.
Yeah, it was funny a little bit, but it was scary too because I don't want to die, and that's how we roll. Do we get hazard pay in radio?
I don't know. Vince.
Would you get paid?
I love when he gives us that look. Like, I don't know.
Let's talk about the benefits package.
I don't know, Ruggie. You know, but we get 10% off caskets. Yes! Oh, me. So, anyway, we're talking about hot cars. So we're talking about the Hot Rod Power Tour. And they were Z-Max Dragway. It kicks off, you know, like every 3 or 4 years it comes back on this side of the world. So now we got, you know, all the Southeastern guys like, yeah, we're all going out on the Power Tour. None of them never finish it, but John anyway. But you know what I'm saying. And the irony of that is he's driving a Dodge and finishes it. But still. I mean, hell, that's got to be a testament. I mean, they made one good one anyway. But
thank you, Petty Garage.
Yeah, which I think that's had a lot of aftermarket parts. And I haven't seen that thing with the hood up in a while. I think they might have LS swapped it.
Well, I'm just saying. All right, that's too much.
You know what I mean?
That's
but
too much.
They had four, and we got a commercial break coming up, but they've had four cars stolen.
Really?
In Z-Max in one night. Four cars. Can you believe that? Could you imagine having a good time partying on the power tour, and guess what? You're Ubering home.
Yeah, Ubering home.
I'm telling you, man, it sucks. Guys, we got a commercial break. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rising Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rising Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, as always. No sick days.
No days off.
Gee, why are you itching? You got lice now? You're like scratching your head. I turned my head. Next thing you know, it's like.
I do not have lice. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, but what she does have, I don't think we've identified yet. So.
I ain't give it to her. I promise.
You know, there's always like patient X, you know, like where it started.
Ground zero.
Yeah. And guess what, Professor? That's where we're at. Super. Hey.
The corner room.
Hey, we might even make the history books.
Anybody ever read The Stand?
You see, you keep coughing, Smitty. See, that's how it starts with that dry cough. If you start coughing, Richard, everybody bag on their head instantly. If you cough, I'm not about, if you sniffle. I got a Bilo bag with your name on it.
We're going to go put you in one of those isolated studios where you're by yourself.
Yeah, really? Can I do this over the phone? goodness gracious.
No,
alive.
Brought my respirator.
Hot Rods
here.
And Happy Hour coming to you live from the sick ward at
GHS.
I'm telling you, fly from the hospital, because that's where we'll all be next week. Vince, you have any problem with on location recording? Good. I mean, there might be some cute nurses there. You never know. Just saying.
Let's do it.
Hey, Vinny's down. That's all that matters.
That's it. We got a producer.
And then, of course, did I even bring y'all in? Like, nah. She started scratching her head. Next thing you know, like, I thought I got a lice in my eye. I mean, it was just. Would it be a lice or a lot? Like a lot?
I don't know. I ain't got lice.
I don't think anybody's ever had one of them.
What else?
Huh? I don't think anyone's ever had one of them. Like, yeah. I don't think there's
I might have had two or three of my eye. I don't know. We got Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Happy. Do you mind? Every time you cough, it's like a damn petri dish. You know. Just, I feel like I need to be swabbed. And she keeps doing it.
Hey, look, she's turning her head toward me. So
I mean, it's bad enough you don't kill Smitty. You gonna try to kill everybody else too? Like, I ain't got but, like, so many sets of funeral clothes, all right? So, I mean, like, I got to be buried in one of them, so can we spare just a little bit? God. One cough, Richard. One cough is all it's going to take.
That's how it starts.
That's it. So, while they're still alive, we have Hot Rod's happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What up, y'all?
Don't even talk into the mic. I'm going to burn that thing when we're done. Telling you, can we soak these things like in that blue stuff, like they soak the barber's combs in? You know what I mean, to kill the cooties or whatever it is. All right, you know the lice. Maybe you should gargle with some of that stuff. I heard it tastes like blue raspberry. So anyway, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Charleston? This one shocked me with what we're talking about. Charleston, West Virginia.
I'm going to tell you something about the WV. Like I've been there, and I have.
I spent a week at a resort there once.
My aunt was a property manager up there in Lynchburg.
Yeah?
And I'm going to tell you something.
Pretty hood, huh?
One of them places, you know what I'm saying?
Don't you park your Monte Carlo.
You didn't. You ever seen Training Day? I met like the real Denzel there. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's a rough place, dude. Like it was like I'm thinking West Virginia. I'm thinking like you know guys with straw hats and like the straw hanging on. Nah.
I just saw Charleston and I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Charleston.
And then I saw it was West Virginia and suddenly it didn't make sense anymore.
Yeah, let's see. No. It makes total sense compared to what I seen. I'm like, yep, that fits.
All right. Have you ever been to North Charleston, South Carolina?
No, I've been there, too. I flew into there. I knew exactly. Oh, I know.
I wouldn't park my Regal on the street.
You know how long I had to clutch my wallet while waiting on my ride?
The entire time you were there?
Exactly. I was sitting on it with my hand still on it.
The other hand on a pistol.
So we're talking about hot stuff. We're talking about hot cars.
Hot cars.
And we're talking about the Hot Rod Power Tour. So now, their first stop was Z-Max Dragway. And a guy tagged me in a post. He said, because you have a big following. I'm like, duh. And so he tagged me in the post. There was four cars stolen in one night. So an 83 Malibu station wagon, like the little square ones.
Square body.
Yeah. So one of those. An OBS Chevrolet truck, a good-looking little black OBS Chevrolet truck was stolen, and the Malibu was stolen out of the Marriott, Charlotte. The OBS truck, and then there was an early 90s B-body wagon that was all done up. It was stolen. The truck were stolen out of the Drury Inn parking lot, and then there was a Monte Carlo SS stolen out of, I think it was the Marriott parking lot. It was crazy, all in one night.
That's insane, dude. But
so they stole. They can't be dumb crooks because they're stealing GM cars. I mean,
they have done.
They choose reliable rides.
They have done because two of them was junk anyway.
Well, so. I'm kind of weird. They're on the Wally wagons, I mean, but
who,
you know
who
what I'm saying.
Steals a wagon?
Maybe you got kids. I don't know.
I mean, that dude probably would have gave him the keys if he was just,
you know, just take it. It's got insurance. You can have it. You know. Hey, there's no sense in getting your screwdriver and all that stuff out here. Just take the key. Just go with it. Just kind of get my I left a half a bag of Skittles in there. Yeah. You mind if I get that out?
Let me get them. That little spare change.
Hey, I left my license in there. You mind if I grab that right quick? But anyway, the insurance card, so I can call the insurance company. It saves time when you have the policy number.
Yeah.
But so four cars are stolen. But where do these cars go? Like, where would you take? I mean, would you roll up to a chop shop like you see in the movies with a 91 B-body station wagon?
I mean, they are chop shops. Like, I've watched a lot of documentaries on stuff like this, dude. Oh. And they are chop shops where people just go out, steal cars, bring them back to the spot.
And that guy gives them some cash, and they walk off.
And they just walk away.
They call an Uber, and then they go get some Starbucks.
Well, I mean, you don't call an Uber from there. I mean, you know, you still got to walk a mile or two. But, I mean, you know what I mean.
Tell the Ubers, well, yeah, I'm at the illegal chop shop.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, duh.
Across from the CVS.
I'm parked across the street.
But I mean, it's more or less like coastal, because I mean, in these documentaries, people were stealing cars and sending them to like South Africa and, you know, places like that. And when they got over there, they just write you a fake VIN number. Boom, you got a fake title. Bam, now you're driving in a car.
Well, you got to think about it too now. Something else about all these cars, they're all over 25 years old.
Yeah.
And they're considered collector cars. And the thing is, when they get some age on them like that, it is so easy to switch VIN plates on a car. Especially the older it is, the even easier it gets. And that's another thing too, is, I mean, I hate to say they don't get watched as close as like a new car, but they don't. And I'll be honest, when a new car gets stolen, they keep an eye out for it for a little while. But unless they park it in front of the police station, they're not going to find it.
I was about to say, unless that cop just happened to pull up behind you.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and I mean, you know, the tag was still on it, and like.
Yeah, I mean, and that's like, you know, not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. The, hey, I caught you. I found it. But, you know, my luck, if I got my car stolen, somebody would find it. Like, it would be one of them deals. Like,
yeah.
Really?
And now you got it. Now you got.
I get the one good one. Really, that you know what's up.
Yeah. Now you got a stolen recovery salvage title.
Exactly. 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 I could have had a check.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I got this.
Yeah. I got a car that nobody wants anymore.
Exactly. Thanks. Thanks a lot, guys.
Could have burned it like the rest of them.
I mean, really, I get the one dumb crook. Really? God. But you know, it's like, what do they do with these cars? You know, so they part them out.
B-bodies are huge in the Middle East.
Well, and that's another thing, too. Now,
well, they're huge here, too, but, and I mean physically.
In size, there's some big cars. But the thing you got to think about, though, is you serve a point, is exporting. VIN numbers and titles and things really ain't that big of a deal most of the time for exporting.
Uh-uh.
And you know, and especially like an old car, you know, I guess it's parts or whatever. Next thing you know, they shove in a container, and it's sitting in wherever.
Well, and these are hot rods, too, so they got high-dollar parts on them.
Exactly, and that's a very desirable thing. I mean, you got to think about hot rods around the world now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's into it.
If you got a B-body with a built LS...
I'm pretty sure, like, Alabama has hot rods in
now.
Probably
not too worried about the Caprice body so much as, you know, some of the other stuff that comes with it.
Well, exactly. And, I mean, you know, you got to think about it. Like the OBS truck, and you know, those things are extremely popular, and just in parts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about that.
That thing's got a Billy grill I'd love to have still. You know?
Well, think about an 85 S10 I had with a 350. I had an 85 S10 with a 350 that come out of like a 70s model Camaro. I mean, you snatch a motor out of that, now you got $800.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that's another thing, too. You got a lot of good parts there, like just like that, big pieces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, and body parts. That's another big thing now. You know, I mean, hey.
Yeah. I'm in my old cars, man.
If you're listening, I'm hunting a grill. I'm dropped a hint twice.
I'm looking for some extreme S10 parts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we're looking at. We're looking at a commercial break. Vince over here, I thought he was having a seizure. No, he's telling me commercial break.
Yeah, he just fell out of his chair.
He gets excited.
He does get excited. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about stolen cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, as always. Well, till she passes. We have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's happening, y'all?
Breezy got her bag on her head like a good girl. She's all right. She's doing good. Josh's cough has calmed down a little bit. So, and then we can, like, this side of the room is like the sick ward.
Yeah, you put up the divider.
Yeah, we do. We need something like to keep the whatever's going on over here back over. Keep the keep the polio over on that side of the room. And every time I hear that, and polio is a horrible disease, you know, it is. And I know it's horrible for me to say this, but I feel like I need to tell you guys because I consider all our listeners friends. But and it don't even involve my Uncle Leroy.
Please,
this is a real
story.
It
doesn't involve one of our first shows where we discuss something with our producer.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't.
Say, man, that's not appropriate.
All right, so back in the that's not FCC friendly.
That's not good.
The back in my early days, my dad had a car lot, and you know, you got to think about a car lot through the week really doesn't do a whole lot. It's a very slow place, and we had like these traveling salesmen that used to come by. And these guys would come by, and like they were always selling, like, you know, we had a guy that sold signs, you know, so like he'd have his little folder, and he'd show you pictures of the signs that they make and how his signs are better than everybody else's signs. Well, we had this one guy, he was kind of like the Friendly Freddy. He always had a new gimmick like every month.
Yeah.
And I never bought nothing from him, but I'll be honest with you, he came by once a week, so hell, we kind of got to be buddies, you know, because he kept me company. And, you know, this guy, like, he'd be selling, like, fake watches.
Yeah.
You know, the next week, he's selling designer cologne, like designer imposter cologne.
Yeah, our version of.
Yeah, exactly. And he was, and you know, he'd give you the whole little spiel. And I'm a sucker for a sales pitch, you know. So it's like he'd sit down, and he had this big duffel bag that he carried with him. And next thing, he'd lay this duffel bag down, and he goes, "You look like a sophisticated man, Rob." I'm like, well, you know, I am working in a used car lot and easily, and on a Wednesday, and but he says this right here, and he had a hard time pronouncing some of the names of these fine fragrances he was pushing, and he says maybe this was for the lady friend in your life, and like, you know, he'd name off what it was, and he would totally mispronounce the name. And but he pulls out this green bottle with a brass top on it, and you know, so you're thinking naturally, Polo,
yeah.
And he said, then the essence of Polo, we call it polio. the first thing I heard was polio, and I'm just like, I couldn't stop laughing. Like, I almost want to buy a bottle of it because it said it on it, and you know, and I didn't. And because I didn't have change for a five. I mean, that shows you how cheap this stuff was. But anyway, long story short, that every time I hear that word, that's the first thing, is that dude pops in my head. Not like somebody that's like, you know, with a bone crippling disease. No, the fragrance selling man.
He tried to sell you polio.
In the essence of polo.
I wouldn't take it if it was free.
Hell, I would have gave him the $3 for it if he had change. Maybe I even told him to give me two bottles of it.
Give it to him five.
Christmas presents.
Everybody dying.
That's right.
Polio, for
polio everybody. But anyway, so that's where my polio story comes from. So did I bring you in, Professor? I don't think I did.
Man. I think we're like halfway through the segment, though.
It's working. But anyway, we're talking about, we got the professor here. Yay.
What's up? This one's not really that much of a surprise. Baltimore, Maryland.
I'm going to tell you something. I clutched my wallet when I heard you say that. I dated a chick from Maryland once, Baltimore.
You're a brave man.
I'll tell you what, she talks funny, though.
She still your car?
Because she's from Maryland.
Yeah.
No, she's still my body at the time.
Maybe
or
I did.
An OBS truck.
Anyway, so we're talking about the stolen cars. And where are these things going? You know what I mean? What are they doing with these cars?
Man.
I mean, did somebody send this guy? I mean, hey, I'm looking for a B-body station wagon.
No. I bet you go down here to Adam's Junkyard. I bet you there's a square body Malibu station wagon sitting in here.
But you got to think about it for the parts, you know, engine, transmission, and all that stuff, because these are hot rodded cars. And another thing, we're talking about like exporting cars, because you said like in other parts of the country, it's like I've seen in London. You know, certain things are hotter in different places. But, you know, and something we're talking about, another thing just right here in the States is crazy. Like we were at Pigeon Forge Rod Run, you know, back in September, and they had a guy had a 67 Nova stolen. And this is what's really scary about these cars. is there's guys at swap meets, and you'll see them, and they're even advertising them online now, which I'm almost positive is illegal. But they'll have signs that says titles for display purposes. Who the hell hangs a title up on the wall in their house?
Yeah, I've seen that.
What about in Tennessee where we saw active license plates for sale?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I forgot about that.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, not expired good license plates for sale for like $10.
That's what I'm saying. You can $10. But
you should have bought them all.
Yeah, really.
Had to throw in a pack of diabetic socks.
Had good deals on those, man.
Apparently, Tennessee is the home of diabetic socks.
That's where you go if you need them.
The birthplace of diabetic socks.
There are two flea markets in Tennessee.
But these guys are selling car titles, like old car titles.
Yeah.
What do you do with it? Is this for display purposes?
I mean...
But the thing that tickles me is it's not like, you know, they're three for... $10 or something like that. It depends on the year and how much it is. If it's something popular, it's really expensive.
Yeah.
If it's exactly. something odd, it's cheap.
Yeah.
And so now what are you going to do with this title?
Well, I mean, you know, take it down here to Michael's and get it framed up and hang it on my wall, Rob.
Duh. No. What they do is they buy these titles, and next thing you know, they get this hot 67 Nova, and next thing you know, they put a VIN plate on it, and guess what?
Yeah.
They've got a car that's legally theirs. Yeah. Insured, tagged, titled, the whole shooting match.
Yeah.
Right there on the spot, and it's that easy. The thing is, you got to think about, well, how about a Carfax? Slow down, Junior, because a Carfax doesn't work on a car past, what, 1981?
It might even be more recent than that.
Yeah, because
definitely
it's got to have a 17-digit VIN to work.
Yeah.
And you got to think about a 67. No, it had a 10-digit VIN.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no such thing. There's no numbers, really, records, or anything. So this guy could legitimately steal this car in your town and title it in your home state. But a lot of the cars end up going, like, across the country, and they do that then.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, that's scary. And that happens all across the country. That's not just in one state. They do that all over with the titles and stuff. It blows my mind. Like, you'll see advertisements like in Hemmings Motor News and stuff. Titles for display.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I like it how it says titles in, like, bold letters and then real small, for display.
Yeah, for display.
You know, it's one thing buying them at the flea market, but come on, Hemmings.
So it's
not right, no
matter what. What are you looking for? Bootleg DVDs, car titles, CBD oil, and diabetic socks. That's what I'm here for.
My four favorite things. but Hemmings doing that, that's messed up.
At the end of the day, they are advertiser-driven. I mean, you know, it's...
I know, but come on. You got to have some ethics.
It's like we say that, and the funniest thing is the next commercial these guys are going to hear be like, brought to you by Ray's Titles for display purposes.
For display purposes.
Get all your titles at
Jay. Hey, this is Rob with Hot Rods and Happy Hour. When I look for titles for display purposes... that would be horrible, but so funny. So funny. And
we're always looking for sponsors.
but these guys can buy these titles, and next thing you know, you own this car. I mean, you got to think about it. I got a VIN for it.
Well, I mean, you can run down to your local Staples and buy a printer good enough to print off money. I can imagine you could print off a good title.
Yeah, but you got to have that number, so that number's still active. So you do have to have a legit VIN number. I mean, you got to have a issued number for it, just about to do it right.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do that you don't even need the title is it can actually be registered as a home-built car. You can take that car to another state, you know, preferably out of that state, and, you know, they register as like a home-built car, or it will get like a state-issued VIN number. Now, I ain't saying all cars with state-issued VIN numbers are stolen or not, but a lot of times, you know, if a car didn't have a title, you bought it with a bill of sale, whatever, it would get a state-issued VIN.
That's a tougher sale.
That is a tougher sale. It does hit, it does really affect resale value, and we'll touch on this here when we come back, because we got a commercial break.
Again?
Yeah, that's right. The title guys got to advertise somewhere. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.